Welcome back to another Future Sox podcast. Clinton Cole here with you today, and joining me on Skype, it is pitcher Cade McClure. Cade, how are you doing today, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So off-season, spring training, getting ready to go here in just about a month. I know some of the teams, pitchers and catchers, report about a month. And, you know, first off, how's your off-season going? What are you doing?
Not too bad. You know, just living in Pittsburgh this off season and working out at a complex just south of the city with some other guys that are big leaguers from the area and some other pro guys. So it's been nice to kind of work out with those kind of guys and take in this off season together.
You stayed in touch with any of your teammates, any other guys in the organization?
Yeah, talked to Kincannon and Seaver and Rope, some of those guys pretty regularly. And you know, we're all just excited to, you know, how close it's getting to the end of the off season and approaching, you know, just another season of baseball.
So let's go back to last year. You know, you had, you know, coming off the injury and just taking a look at some of your numbers. Your last start was, I believe, early August. So you didn't, you know, you're on, if you want to call it a limit or not, whatever you want to call it. But how do you think you did? I mean, numbers were great. And how did you feel, you know, once things were all said and done?
Yeah, you know, last year was just a huge test for me to see how I was able to bounce back following the knee injury and surgery and all that stuff. And, you know, I was pretty happy with the way it went. You know, my last outing was a little rough and kind of skewed some of the numbers. But all in all, I was really, really happy to, you know, walk out of that season with, you know, strides in the right direction and being healthy and arm feeling good and knee feeling good and all that stuff. And I think that that was really huge for me to kind of prove myself that, you know, I was where I wanted to be and, you know, kind of right back on track with, you know, the rest of the guys that, you know, I come in with. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I left a good impression and, you know, to take it into this off season and just keep working and be ready to come back for next year.
So what do you think, I guess, what was the biggest, I'm sure you didn't really want to be shut down last year. So how did you deal with that?
You know, it was a little frustrating, but yeah. I knew it was for the betterment of my health. You know, I was definitely getting fatigued and it was just a long year. And that first year only got about a month and a half in before, you know, I had a knee issue and surgery and all that stuff. So this year was a long year and I could feel towards the end that, you know, I was getting fatigued and I was getting a little worn out. And I think it was just, you know, not having that whole year before me to kind of work with to be prepped for this past season. So you know, I'm glad that they're looking out for me and want to protect me. So, you know, I just kind of had to roll with it and, you know, grind out those last couple of weeks of just watching and not being able to participate.
So what did you, and obviously you said your knee was, you know, the biggest thing, obviously, with the injury. But when you had that issue, obviously you couldn't do what you normally do. I mean, that whole injury affected everything else. So how was your arm strength down the stretch too as well? And then how do you feel this off season?
Yeah. During my rehab, I actually did a ton of arm care and stuff like that I hadn't really done a whole lot in the past. You know, the PT that I worked with, you really emphasized it because there wasn't a whole lot at first I could do with my knee while it was just kind of recovering from surgery and stuff. So, you know, arm strength wise, I felt fine. I think it was just total body general, just fatigue. You know, it was a long year and, you know, first time for me really finishing out that whole grind of one full season of the minor leagues were 140 games and being gone for 8 months, all that stuff. So I think it was just a total body fatigue, but, health wise, I really didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel any, you know, lingering injuries or anything like that. It was just definitely, just soreness was lasting longer and I just wasn't able to recover as quick just with the length of that season. But, you know, I think that helped me. And this coming up season, I should be ready for whatever's thrown at me.
So are you hoping to start in Birmingham then this season, or what are they telling you? What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's my goal, to start the year. And, you know, I like to think that had I not gotten hurt 2 years ago, that I kind of would have been on that pace this past season. So I really would think that, you know, like I said, I felt like I was able to be productive and, you know, put together some good outings and make myself, you know, available when I was needed throughout that course of the season before I'm shut down. So I think that there's definitely no reason why I shouldn't, you know, have an opportunity to start in Birmingham and put together a good spring training, hopefully. And that's hopefully where I land.
So I wanted to ask you about some of your teammates in Winston-Salem last year. I mean, you know, Jonathan Seaver had a huge year. I know outside of, you know, some people that knew him going into it, I guess he wasn't really on a lot of people's radar. And, you know, that's he is definitely on everyone's radar now. So what makes him such a special pitcher?
Yeah, and it's funny because that half season of his after the draft, I was home rehabbing and stuff, so I didn't even know any of these guys that came in. I didn't hear anything about them. There was no chatter for me versus, you know, if I was in the clubhouse and people were able to say, you know, I know so-and-so just got drafted or whatever. So I didn't know any of those guys. And, you know, I just kept hearing about this kid, Seaver, this big, you know, big, strong kid, throws hard, whatever. And I was like, you know, I'll meet him someday. And, you know, when we get down there in spring training, I was just really impressed. And the kid, you know, the kid works really hard and he's just a freak of nature and just a big football type body and just a physical, you know, physical kid. So, you know, works hard and had some really good results this past season. And I was really happy for him just to kind of see him, you know, start the year in Kannapolis where he had a little bit of struggles at first and kind of pushed through that. And once he got to Winston and joined myself and some of the other guys, it was awesome just to kind of see him stay on that path and continue to excel.
What about, you know, the first round pick last year? What about Andrew Vaughn? I mean, that kid, all he does is hit. And, you know, a lot of people didn't get to really see him. You know, that he did some Team USA stuff. And, I mean, that stuff was, I mean, you had to search that stuff out to really find that stuff. So, I mean, what makes Andrew Vaughn such a special hitter?
Yeah, I mean, got to play with him like the last month or so of the season last year, following the draft and all that stuff. You know, he puts together just great at bats. And, you know, there's never a time where he walks to the plate where you're like, oh, this guy's got him overmatched or, you know, he doesn't have a chance at against this kid. You don't ever feel that way when he steps in the box. So just a definitely a confident hitter. And it's, you know, it's easy to see. Doesn't take a lot of strikes. And if he does, it's probably questionable or whatever. So it's just fun to watch him, you know, step in the box and you know, be disciplined and be able to use his abilities.
We could talk about a lot of different players, but I think those two guys were two of the biggest names, I think, that fans are most excited about. I'm getting ready to talk to Will here in just a few minutes, and another kid that works hard. I mean, that kid, that's a really hard worker, and excited to see what he's going to do. And talked to Tyler Johnson last week. I know he went through some injury stuff as well. I mean, just all these guys that I know that us Sox fans were very excited to see healthy full seasons to see, you know, what everyone's capable of. And I think, you know, just the sky's the limit for all you guys.
Yeah. It's fun to, you know, to kind of have this group of guys that you're kind of clumped together with a lot of the time in, you know, strength training and playing together at affiliates and stuff like that. So it's fun to kind of compete against these guys, but at the same time, just to root for them and watch them grow as ball players and watching them excel and see where they're, you know, making jumps. And it's cool because, you know, whether I make it or not someday, I'm sure some of these guys in this group that, you know, we're all together with are going to make it. So it's a lot more enjoyable when they're your boys and you can pull for them.
All right, one last thing for you and let you go. Actually, two more things. What's something that you're working on this year or this offseason to kind of to help you? Is it a new pitch? Is it honing a new pitch or is it honing a pitch? What exactly are you working on trying to work on the most this offseason or just overall strength? What is it?
Yeah, I definitely taking this offseason as a huge opportunity for myself with no physical therapy, no rehab like I had last year. And I could really just get in the weight room and take advantage of, you know, the days where I'm not able to or where I'm able to, you know, really just get after and not have to worry about, like I said, about physical therapy or other stuff like I've had in the past. And just really try to get stronger and clean up some of my mechanics and just try to make everything a little more fluid. And, you know, hopefully that creates maybe a little better velocity or endurance, whatever it might be. But just really trying to hone in on some of the smaller stuff where it's not just really a big picture, but, you know, some of the smaller stuff that can be put together to make the picture, you know, a little bit more clear, hopefully, for myself in the end.
Last thing for you, man. I know, you know, a lot of Sox fans know this, some don't, but you're friends with Mitch, and obviously a big topic in Chicago. I know he's one of your good friends and stuff. So what did you think of his season this year? I mean, he didn't get a lot of help. We'll just say that. But what did you think of how he played this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mitch would be the first person to admit it too. I mean, I think he definitely didn't have the year that he expected out of himself, and you know, maybe let himself down a little bit. It's just kind of hard to get a rhythm. You know, I had an early shoulder injury where he kind of missed a couple of games and got back, and the offense finally got rolling a little bit here and there, and then a lot of injuries on the offensive line, and tight ends going down, and receivers, and you know, it's just. It was kind of a big mess, and I don't think they really had a huge identity from an offensive standpoint where, you know, kind of every game you watched and it'd be a different game plan, a different attack. And I think they just needed to find a little better continuity throughout the offense. But, you know, I trust Mitch, and I'm sure, you know, his teammates trust him, whether the media and the fans don't, who cares. I don't think he cares either. You know, it's just it's frustrating, obviously, to watch him kind of have a struggling year and all that, but you know, I've already talked to Mitch here and there, and he's watching film and breaking down film, and it's just that's just how he is. He's programmed to, you know, to want to be great, and you know, whether it's, you know, ever going to happen to him where he's a, you know, MVP or Super Bowl champion or whatever it is, he's never going to you know, sell himself or sell his teammates short of, you know, his abilities. And I'm really excited for him to take into this offseason, kind of chill out for a minute, but to keep going and getting after it again, and kind of prove some of those doubters wrong next year.
Yeah, no offense to Riley Ridley and Javon Wims, but they're not exactly Taylor Gabriel and a full Anthony Miller and everyone else. So, I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was tough. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, next year full complement of everybody, and we'll see what he can do with one more year with Matt Nagy. Should be fun. All right, man, I appreciate your time, dude. Rest up, get ready to go. We're excited to see you get ready to go this season. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Kay McClure on another Future Sox podcast.